You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. The largest private real estate development in American history is happening right now in New York. The $25 billion project is called Hudson Yards. When it's done, it will include more than 17 million square feet of office, retail, and residential space. That's more than the entire downtowns of most American cities. But Hudson Yards is much more than just a massive real estate project. These towers are also an enormous bet that the way we live and work is about to change forever. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Just about every audio story you've ever heard about a big development starts on the ground, with lots of loud construction tools making loud construction sounds. But this is something different. It's less about the buildings and more about what it's going to be like for the people who work in them. So we're starting in a different place. We get there by taking a construction elevator up the side of one of the office buildings under construction. Hope you're not afraid of heights.
So we're standing in the middle of a floor, and there's not a column you see. There are columns at the exterior.
We're getting a tour of the 51st floor of 10 Hudson Yards from Michael Samwellian, a VP at Related Companies, which is developing Hudson Yards. It's unfinished right now, but you can tell from the floor-to-ceiling windows and layout that it's designed for the kind of open office that tech companies love and many other industries are adopting. Related CEO Jeff Blau said the early sales pitches to companies focused on the physical attributes of the buildings: technology, green construction credentials, that kind of stuff. But that message only went so far.
When we ultimately got to the CEO's office, you can see their eyes start glazing over when you start talking about all those things. And what they really wanted to talk about is their biggest problem, which is how do they attract and retain talent?
And what more and more CEOs believe is that workers want a flexible environment, one where they can work how they want with the option to sit at a desk or open their laptops in a park or cafe down below. Also shops and cultural venues where they can take a break.
So we transitioned our whole story about Hudson Yards to really reflect the environment that we're creating between the retail and the restaurants and the work environment and the residential community. And that's really the pitch that's ultimately attracted people to Hudson Yards.
That pitch has convinced a murderer's row of big companies, including Time Warner, Wells Fargo, and Coach. Hudson Yards is a giant wager that the startup-style open office in a live-work atmosphere is the wave of the future for companies of all kinds. Corporate leaders stress how they're giving modern workers a better environment, but of course, companies benefit too. Lindsay Gallen is a real estate professor at Columbia Business School.
It's a more intensive use of space on a per-person basis.
That's the side of this reimagined work environment companies talk about less. By packing more people per floor, they save money. Hudson Yards has increased elevator and bathroom capacities to handle the density. And the lavish parks, shops, and cultural attractions on the ground sound great. But a key reason corporate tenants like them is because they help keep employees around to work longer, boosting profits. The new workplace has two faces, depending on whom you ask. An open floor plan can catalyze collaboration or murder concentration. And a live-work-play neighborhood can provide welcome flexibility or make it impossible to balance. This wholesale rethinking of the workplace could take us in many different directions. Hudson Yards will accelerate how fast we get there. Back on the ground of the construction site, it's easy to forget that this massive experiment almost didn't happen. Big New York real estate developments tend to be long on drama, but the Hudson Yards skyscrapers didn't have the usual controversy over displacement. They're being built atop train tracks, not homes. But there was some pretty fiery controversy about the site a few years back. There's little sign of that now. You have to stand in a certain spot and know what you don't see. I visited with some Related Companies execs.
Standing here on 11th Avenue looking westward, we would be looking at a stadium.
Had New York gotten the 2012 Olympics, a combination NFL, Olympic Stadium, Convention Center would have been the crown jewel.
This story now goes back almost 20 years.
Dan Doktoroff was a deputy mayor in the Bloomberg administration and a fierce advocate for New York getting the games. The stadium became highly controversial and was defeated, sinking the Olympic bid. Seeing the 2012 opening ceremony happen in London was a reminder of a stinging loss for an idea he was personally and professionally passionate about.
I think it could have been great, but it isn't, so we move on.
And the city did. Even critics of the Olympic bid credit the momentum it created with making possible the subway extension and rezoning needed to make Hudson Yards happen. Doktoroff says he's thrilled about what the development will do for the city. It's not just talk. He's now CEO of Sidewalk Labs, a Google company focused on urban living. This summer, it'll move, becoming one of Hudson Yards' first tenants.
We're all about applying technology to the city and really helping to usher in that technology-driven future for cities. Well, there was no better place than Hudson Yards.
Along with developers, investors, and the city government, he's betting this site will represent the future workplace. Billions in public and private money are at stake. With the unfinished buildings steadily signing up companies to occupy them, early signs are good for Hudson Yards. But it'll be some time before the project can claim lasting success. It won't be totally finished until the middle of next decade. The way we work and live is changing dramatically. Hudson Yards may be the world's biggest and priciest attempt to find out how. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.